Welcome back. We're getting right into business. This is the part two of troubleshooting the falsetto register. And we have so much to do, I cannot wait to dive right in. In the previous part, we spoke about a lot of things and we also spoke about the psychological issues people have with singing in falsetto. I forgot to mention one of the technical problems they face, which is stamina and endurance. Sustaining falsetto notes for extended period, it requires specific vocal training and breath support. Like, you need to master breath support, especially if you plan to sustain that sound for a very long time. Because falsetto on its own, for me, I feel like you're wasting a lot of air to get that effect. Then for you to consistently supply that stream of air, you need to work harder. You need to work on your breath support, on how long you can hold a note, even when you're wasting a lot of air. Let's go back to psychological problems people face. One of it is difficulty expressing their emotions. When you're singing with the falsetto and people feel like they are not being real. I don't know where we got that notion. It's still your voice. The fact that it's called falsetto does not mean you're a liar or you're pretending. No, you're just trying to better express how you feel or how you want people to feel. So yes, it is still part of your voice. So people tend to not be able to emote properly or express themselves properly because they feel they are pretending when singing in here. It's a funny way to think, trust me. Okay, let's just move. So like I said, please, it's still part of your, sing knowing it's your voice as well. It's not borrowed, it's not pretense. Other problems people face are limited range. Not everybody's falsetto has a wide range. Yes, you cannot compare a bass's falsetto with a baritone's falsetto, with a tenor's falsetto, with a countertenor's falsetto, or a soprano's falsetto. It's all different. So that's one of the problems people face, because you hear somebody singing your falsetto and you want to try it, then you notice you cannot do it. It's not your fault, it's just anatomical. Do not kill yourself. And besides, what's this craze about hitting high notes? Every voice type have their respective high notes. I know you don't believe it, but it is registered in people. It's registered in people's mind. That's why, okay, I was in this choir rehearsal and there's this guy, this man is clearly a baritone. And we're listening to a Tasha Cobbs song. And one of the choir members was like, Sadan can pitch this thing. Hey, Sadan, have high pitch. She's wrong, and she's not totally wrong. She's listening to him sing, and he has been able to hit high notes with respect to his voice type. So in her mind, she feels like, he really sings high. But the truth is, he really does not sing really high, but with respect to his voice type, he sings high. But when it comes to, you know what I'm talking about, you can't even do that comparison. So if you're a mezzo-soprano, work on singing high with respect to your voice type. I really hope you understand that. The final problem we're going to be troubleshooting is finding the right song. You need to find the right song that matches that falsetto you want to use. I can't imagine you singing praises and using falsetto.
Hey, my God is good, hey.
I can't even imagine it. I know there's this popular singer, her father is a pastor, I'm not going to say her name, but if you have listened to my pod over time, you know who I'm talking about. She does it. She actually sings praises with falsetto and a silky head voice. Like, if your head voice was sounding metallic, I think it's okay, but it's silky head voice and falsetto, sounds boring to me. But beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Just like a beautiful sound is probably in the ears of whoever listens. So some people resonate with that kind of singing, but the truth is, I really do not.
Mm-hmm.
So today's episode is going to be a combination of both. Okay, we're actually done with falsetto and we're moving to head voice now. We're going to troubleshoot. We're going to find problems that are encountered in the head voice. You see, the head voice and the falsetto are very similar. They also have similar challenges, similar problems, but the head voice also has problems that are particular to it, that are specific to that register. So let's find them out and try to give solutions. The very first problem on our list is finding the head sensation. Not everyone feels the vibration in your head, because I know we tell people, yeah, you feel vibrations in your head and blah and blah blah blah. Not everyone feels that vibration. So what then? And because of the fact that they don't feel it, it becomes confusing to access and control that register. So I'm here to tell you, you do not have to feel it in your head. Yes, you do not have to feel it in your head. But when you're there, I'm forced to say you have to do it by faith. Again, it's not every time I feel it in my head as well. I only feel it in my head when I've gone really, 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 really high to those extent. But when I'm still just, you know, just up there, I really do not feel it. So people are like that. So I'm here to tell you, even though you cannot feel it in your head, it is still your head voice, as long as you're not pulling your chest. All right. Okay. So another is balancing brightness and richness. The head voice can be thin. That's just the truth. It can sound thin and breathy. Or it can also sound bright and piercing. To strike a balance, I can't help you with this. You have to practice. Yes, you have to practice. You have to practice how to use these variations to create a beautiful sound. In the end, it all boils down to singing every time. People ask me, how do you get your head voice to this level? Blah, 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 blah. It's because I sang every time. Constantly experimenting, finding what works and what doesn't, till I found something I was comfortable with. One problem we also have with the head voice is blending the registers smoothly. You know, with falsetto, you do not have to blend, you only have to flip. But with the head voice, you need to learn to blend. If not, it's going to sound like you have two voices. Transitions between the head and the chest voice can be abrupt without proper technique, creating noticeable jumps in sound. I was like this before. So when I'm singing low, I'm like, hey, hello everybody. And when I'm singing high, I'm like, hello everybody. It sounds like two different persons. So it'll take time. We're going to have an episode dedicated to learning how to blend between both the registers. I'm thinking Joel's going to take it, but I just might talk to Mama Jasari to take that episode. So let's just see what happens. All right.
Another problem we have with this register is dynamics.
Yeah. Dynamics. Navigating dynamics softly in the head voice can be challenging compared to the power of the head voice. So it can be really difficult. So you're like, how can I go from this to this to this? It's quite easier in the chest voice to go from this to this, but really hard to go from this. Come on. It can be difficult, trust me, but like I said, with time and practice, I never learned the how-tos anywhere. It was time and practice. I kept on experimenting. What would happen if I do this? Or what would happen if I do that? Or what would happen if I do this? That's just how. Okay? So now, over to the psychological problems people face. Lack of familiarity. Yes, lack of familiarity. Singers are so used to their chest voice those of you that are so used to your chest voice might feel a little bit uncomfortable exploring this uncharted territory called your head voice is totally fine. But the truth is, it's uncharted, right? Chart it. Walk, explore. I told you I took a whole year exploring my head voice. So if it is like this today, it's not because I sat down and folded my arms. No, I kept on exploring. Cancel that fear that you have. Cancel it. Another is the fear of sounding weak. The lighter quality of our head voice can lead to concerns about power and projection, especially in larger settings. I know some of you have these questions that when I'm at home rehearsing, my head voice is strong, but the moment I get up on stage, trust me, been there. I have been there. Sometimes I'm still there. But you must overcome that fear. Your head voice, it might not be as strong and as piercing as mine is currently, or not as majestic as you want it to be. But trust me, you are still being heard. Stop feeling like people cannot hear you when you sing. They can actually hear you. Work on refining it to something they will be pleased to hear, not something they will just hear and are disgusted. Something they will be pleased to hear. There's also this problem of, like the falsetto, connecting with emotions. But for me, when I sing my head voice and falsetto, that's when I'm even able to send the signals, the emotions I want to send, because my voice can be very soulful, can almost bring a tear to some people. The reason why I feel people feel they cannot connect to their emotions when they're singing your head voice is because, like I said when I was talking about falsetto, you still feel like you are fake. You still feel like your head voice is not a real voice. It is a real voice. It is there because God made it so. So what's all this sing with your real... I blame some MDs for this because they tell their sing with your real voice. No. Don't say that. Sing with your modal voice should be a preferred term. Or sing with your talking voice. Or chest voice. What's so wrong with saying chest voice? Or don't sing with your head voice. Please, it's as real as it can be. It's still a part of your voice. Another problem is a vocal fatigue. Overusing your head voice without proper technique can lead to vocal fatigue and discomfort, which is truth. You can get tired because it demands support. Singing high for a long time can be tiring. But like I tell people, the more you practice, the more stamina and endurance you begin to build in the place of singing. So guys, one thing I can tell you before we wrap up this part is, for now, one of the mistakes I made when I was working on my head voice and falsetto is I focused on volume over quality. What I've learned, and to shorten your journey, focus on quality than volume, because we often think people do not hear us. I kept on experimenting till I found out that yes, people can actually hear you. You feel you're not loud, but the truth is you are very loud. So forget about volume and work on clarity. Remove that wobbliness. Accuracy with your pitch. And your tonal quality. Hope you do not sound too nasally in your head voice. Hope you're not singing with a dropped larynx every single time. Hope you're not just sounding like a whining kid when you sing in your head voice. So come on. Final words is work on quality over volume. That's what is important with these registers. Don't blow out your vocal cords because you're trying to sound loud. Okay? Alright guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much for being a part of this pod. I celebrate your consistency. Over to the next pod. Yeah, there's no song for today.